Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Meerkat, the new 64-dish radio astronomy observatory in the Northern Cape, has just made a picture. Or more precisely, teams of astronomers have, which is something like a famous image taken by the Hubble Space Telescope called the Hubble Deep Field. Several similar images over the years have been taken by the Hubble Space Telescope by simply leaving the lens cap off, so to speak, and peering at an empty-looking portion of space. What we see are hundreds and thousands of galaxies looking like brightly lit licorice allsorts hanging colourfully in the blackness of space. The new Meerkat image is similar, showing lots of tiny bright spots and in between them hundreds of faint specks. All of them are galaxies, but the bright ones are powered by supermassive black holes that shine bright in radio light. But what makes this image from Meerkat special are the numerous faint dots filling the sky. These are distant galaxies like our own that have never been observed in radio light before. To learn about the star formation history of the universe, we need to look back in time. Stars are made in galaxies, and galaxies throughout the universe have been forming stars for the past 13 billion years. But most stars were born between 8 and 10 billion years ago during an era called the cosmic noon. It's been a challenge for astronomers to study the faint light coming from this era. Optical telescopes like SALT in Sutherland and the Hubble Space Telescope can see very distant galaxies, but the new stars are largely hidden inside dusty clouds of gas. Radio telescopes can see through the dust and observe the rare, bright starburst galaxies, but until now have not been sensitive enough to detect the signals from distant Milky Way-like galaxies that are responsible for most of the star formation in the universe. An international team of astronomers using the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory Meerkat Telescope near Carnarvon in the Northern Cape recently made the first radio observations sensitive enough to reveal these galaxies. Tom Morch of Surau in Cape Town, that's the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory, who led the team, said, "To make this image, we selected an area in the southern sky that contains no strong radio sources whose glare could blind a sensitive observation." The team used the Meerkat dishes to observe this area for a total of 130 hours. The resulting image shows a region of the sky that is comparable in area to 5 full moons containing tens of thousands of galaxies. Because only short-lived stars that are less than 30 million years old send out radio waves, we know that the image is not contaminated by old stars, so the astronomers were aiming for a particular time slot to see how stars were formed in this cosmic noon. This image indicates that the star formation rate around cosmic noon is even higher than was originally expected. What we see now is the complete picture. Those faint dots in the image are galaxies that formed most of the stars in the universe. So, Meerkat is already making waves in the science world, producing images of the universe never seen before, and this is because of its sensitivity. This is an extraordinary feat, as it usually takes several years before a new complex telescope can make such contributions to science. And it's a testament to the extraordinary genius of local engineering, as Meerkat was a South African-funded and constructed project. More amazing results will emanate from Meerkat in the coming year, which you'll be able to hear about on Fine Music Radio. Well, for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.